Okay, we're doing the Igros Kodesh, the Rebbe's letters, holy letters on the volume 4. We're letter up to letter 897. Again, what a coincidence, what a divine providence. It's Chav Beis Shvat, the 22nd day of Shvat, the Yorzeit of the Rebbetzin, which is today. And the letter is dated 22nd day of Shvat in the year Tav Shin Yud Aleph. How many years ago is it?
That was 1950.
60.
When did she pass away?
No, I'm talking about since the letter was written.
Oh, okay.
She passed away in Tav Shin Memches.
Yeah. It's 64 years.
64 years? Yeah, okay. Tav Shin Yud Aleph to... if it was Samach Aleph, it would be 50. So Ayin Aleph is 60. Beis Gimel Dalet Hey is 64 years ago. Okay, so this is a letter 64 years ago. The Rebbe was writing on the 22nd day of Shvat in the year Tav Shin Yud Aleph. This is after the Rebbe had accepted the Chabad leadership, became the Rebbe on Yud Shvat just 12 days earlier. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, it was with great joy, that I heard the news that your daughter, the Rebbe mentions her name, became engaged to to her chassan, Harav. The Rebbe names the name over here. They blotted it out. And the Rebbe says, I will... express here my blessings for Mazel Tov. All should be in a good and an auspicious successful. May they build their home on the foundations of Torah and Mitzvahs as they were articulated in the teaching of Chassidus. Further, the Rebbe says, I thank you for letting me know the good news that your grandson turned three. Now that he turned 3 years old. I am attaching here a piece of a letter of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Zecharei Tzadok Levracha, the Zechus Yogal Leinu, about the custom that Jewish people have to cut the hair then at the age of 3 years old, to cut the hair. May it be the will that you should always be able to notify only good news about yourself, about his family, Shiyichya, and also as far as the community affairs, with blessings of Mazel Tov and success in all your matters. And the Rebbe also in the bottom over here says there is a connection between tzitzis and the strands of the hair, as explained in the Kabbalah in Pirkei Chaim Lekut Torah. And also Rashi Al Torah in Parsha Shlach Tzvulam Tches, B'tzitzis Roshi. It says they took me by Yecheskel. It says by Yecheskel. He told me by the strands of his head. It calls him Tzitzis Roshi, the hair of the head. I'm not sure because probably in the letter of the Rebbe talks about starting to put on tzitzis when you cut the hair, and maybe that's why. But it doesn't. In this letter, it doesn't say about, it just says to cut the hair, but it doesn't talk anything about tzitzis, but why would the Rebbe write here about the connection of tzitzis to the hair when he didn't speak about tzitzis in the inside of the letter, but probably in the other places it does bring down that they start wearing tzitzis. Then there's also a connection between tzitzis and marriage that is done with this letter. The connection from tzitzis to marriage, b'kedusha v'tahara, is in pasukud isem v'loy sosuru. So again, the Rebbe somehow connects it all to tzitzis, also the idea of marriage. The Rebbe quotes a Gemara here, Menachas Medal Medal, which you got to look up. Still, the point over here is. Something to do with tzitzis, but I'm not sure why. Maybe because the hair cutting is connected to tzitzis, and then the tzitzis with the marriage, or sometimes maybe a talus. But it doesn't say here. It doesn't bring all this down.